Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update.
Here's Tom Cloud.
Well, Jerry, this has been quite a quiet week, as to say. It's been like a yo-yo. Every day you get up and you read about the debt problems in Europe and what's going on. You know, just to go back a few weeks ago, everything had 8 weeks until the G20 was going to meet, and they had agreed that everything would be worked out, and they would have these programs in place, and everything would be back as normal as possible. Of course, the G20 meeting is come and gone by 2 weeks, and now not only is Greece, which is really the tip of the iceberg, literally, when you look at Italy having 7 times more debt and being the 4th largest debt in the world, and no way to do their own inflating like they used to do because they're now part of the euro. So you can understand when you look at the argument out there about deflation and depression that if it was allowed for all these dominoes to fall, you would have every major central bank in the world fall, including the ones in the U.S., and you would have no economy. You would have unemployment at huge rates, and I think it's important that we mention this because people think it's impossible. I don't think it's going to happen, but certainly you can see that if everything got into a stalemate, you know what could happen. And then at that point, even if the price of gold was falling, that is where you would want your money, in my opinion, because you would know that the paper money was getting ready to disappear and go to some kind of new program. So even that standpoint, gold would be climbing. I still believe that we will see, even if the U.S. has to get involved, if Germany will not pledge their gold, which I don't blame them, just weaken them, and other countries aren't going to pledge their gold, that they've been asked to pay these debts off in Greece and Italy. We got Portugal, Spain, and Ireland waving the wings with their debt. So I think I still want to lean toward that we're going to have some kind of monetization, quantitative easing, printing of money, borrowing of money, whether it's through the banks in Europe or whether it's through the IMF that we control 51% of, something is going to come down. And of course, when it does, as we've seen all week with articles coming out by people like Jim Rickards and James Turk and John Embry, we're going to see a tremendous spike up in gold and silver. But at this point, we continue to wait and listen to all the rhetoric going on that they may default because everybody in the pie can't get what they want. So by Monday, we could see gold where here this week down in the 1715, 1760 range. But one thing every listener needs to remember, gold is up 24% for 2011. It's up from 1408 to 1750. And it's up 24%, and even with the volatility in silver, silver's up 11% this year. So even with all the rhetoric going on and everybody thinking kind of negative about gold and silver on the short term, where else can you make that kind of return when interest rates are 0.5% or below in CDs? So my best advice for gold is to stay tuned next week. Watch closely as this debt problem plays out, but stay leaning on the side of monetization, quantitative easing, and not default. I think that's going to be the way it ends up. Silver is even more volatile than gold in this, and I think you either go on in there and buy the silver, knowing that it's going to be up 50% in a year or two, in my opinion, and just forget about the short-term volatility, or you wait till next week and try to get on the bandwagon, because I continue to believe it will be close to 50% higher before the election in 2012. Palladium has finally started moving a little bit. A lot of this European stuff has kept it from going up, but it has not been coming down like the silver and gold have the last few days, as we've seen the mines close in Russia. And I do think we'll be back over 700 by Thanksgiving on palladium. So I still... it's not too late to get into palladium action. And I'm still watching platinum and will not give a buy signal on that until we get all this debt more finalized as to what might and probably will happen. Next week, we'll look forward to an in-depth review because I think we'll have a lot more information on what's coming out of Europe, and then we can really look at not just the technicals, but more the fundamentals, because when something like this happens, you really can't classify it a technical or a fundamental. It's a fiscal problem, a world fiscal problem that's been brought on by governments and banks and mismanagement, and you've got to kind of just watch it through and get back into where the demand's coming from that drives silver and gold, and look at the charts where we can be a lot more accurate on our predictions. So by next week, I think we'll be able to delve into that a little deeper. With this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.
All right, Tom Cloud is a precious metals advisor. He's been in the business for 35 years, helping people just like you with gold, silver, palladium, and now even platinum questions. And he is a dealer. He offers very good prices at very low cost over spot. So if you'd like to contact him with questions, or even if you want to sell gold, perhaps you have some laying around and you're not sure what to do with it, call him, 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And be sure to go to ftmdaily.com and click on the Precious Metals button, and be sure to sign up for his free newsletter. He sends out probably two or three emails each and every week, but he does also include occasionally buy signals and sell signals. For those of you who are thinking about buying or selling, be sure to take advantage of all the free things that we offer here at our organization. You'll also see on that page there's a free two-hour webinar about basically precious metals investing and also diamond investing. You can learn all about that completely free of charge on our website.